Previously on
Disused Yeti.
What if Hollywood, seeing the success of Doctor Who, for whatever reason, they got the rights to Doctor Who, but they didn't want to make a show. They wanted to do a movie. So the idea was, let's cast a big budget, $250 million, you know, huge blockbuster, but it's got to be a very distinctively American production.
And you idea. Specifically mentioned Doctor, at least one companion, villain, director, setting, and any other genre that it might be mixed with. We're not, like, condoning or saying that, like, Hollywood should pick up and make Doctor Who.
Yeah. I have an actual good one, too. Yeah. I have one fun one, and then one really horrible one.
He's the only one that, like, way overthought this and did, like, three films.
So my director is Michael Bay. The river! This is the horrible idea!
I suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
Then my second one that's a joke, but I think it'd actually be a fun movie. The first one is a joke that's a horrible idea. The second one is a joke that actually could be fun.
Oh, okay. All
right. Okay. Basically, everybody from Parks and Rec.
Totally recasted.
Yeah. No. The main girl, fucking, why can't I remember her name?
Amy Poehler.
Yeah, Amy Poehler. She's the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Her companions
shit,
are
that work.
Aziz Ansari. And the girl that was her best friend in it, I don't know why I'm...
Ann Perkins.
Perkins.
That might actually work.
What is that actor's name?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, everybody, I'm sure, has seen Parks and Rec. They know who I'm talking about, and they hate me. They're like, oh, this asshole doesn't know her name! But, like, she's hysterical. She has that other show that Steve Carell produces on TBS. The two of them are the companions. The librarian is Davros.
Are we talking Rashida Jones?
Yes, Rashida Jones.
Oh, okay. God.
Yeah.
Okay.
The librarian is...
Oh, a librarian.
Yeah. She's Davros. The Daleks are just Daleks. But they're all voiced by...
He needs help.
Oh, my God. No, I changed my mind. They're all voiced by Rob Lowe. The Daleks are all voiced by Rob Lowe. And they refer to everybody in, like, their full names. Except the Doctor, he's just... That's why he's the Doctor. So the Daleks hate the Doctor because you're just the Doctor. I don't know your name.
He has to keep saying, I'm literally going to exterminate you.
Yeah, yeah. Aubrey Plaza, she has to be in it. She's a Time Lord. Her and Chris Pratt are both Time Lords.
Okay.
And Nick Offerman is the head of the Time Lords. Yes. He's like the leader of the Time Lords. Okay. And he just doesn't want to do anything. He's just like, stop trying to fix the galaxy. And Amy Poehler's like, no, we have to fix everything! Everything has to be great and wonderful. The TARDIS is just a regular TARDIS. There's no difference from it. Is anybody missing?
He's looking at the cast.
Yeah. I got Aziz Ansari. Oh. Jim O'Hare is president of the United States.
Yeah, that's pretty perfect, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. And Retta's the vice president.
Adam Scott?
No, Retta. She was,
No, I know who she is. Oh. I'm saying you have
to cast. Adam Scott, that's the one I've been having trouble with. Because he needs to be there, but who can he be? He's just a government figurehead that, like, actually wants to help. He just goes, yeah! Let's do this, and he's like, but he's like, you know, some pissant, whatever. He's like, you know, the Secretary of Defense or something. There you go. He's Secretary of Defense, but
agriculture.
He's really bad.
Agriculture.
Oh, agriculture. Secretary of Agriculture. Way better. But yeah, Parks and Rec meets Doctor Who.
I like
there
it.
There you go.
Right? It'd be yeah. really fun. Yeah, and Amy Poehler, yeah. if they did an American Doctor, she'd be great anyway.
I think she would be good.
She absolutely embodies the Doctor.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So now you're going to go for your...
For my real one.
Real one.
Okay. Oh, and Amy Poehler actually directs it. Tina Fey writes it. Tina Fey has to be involved somehow.
Yeah. You're right. Yep.
Patton Oswalt has a cameo as someone that just won't shut up. He just keeps blabbing about nothing throughout the whole thing.
I like it.
He's trying to pitch his Doctor Who episode.
Yeah. Oh, at the end of the movie, Patton Oswalt pitches a Doctor Who movie to someone at Hollywood.
Yes, there we go.
To Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
to Steven Spielberg. Yes.
Or Ron Howard and say, I don't see it as a movie. Maybe a television
series. There you go. That's even better. Yeah. Okay, I actually want this movie now. Like, I was like, oh, it's a joke, but no, it'd be really funny. Like, no, like, the more they write, no, this is a great fucking movie. This would be great.
I do like Rashida Jones.
Yeah. Oh, she's great. She's hilarious. Yeah. And yes, she's very hot.
Yes, exactly.
Which I know is what
it's important.
If I was going to have a Doctor Who movie made, this is the one I would actually do.
Okay.
The director is the guy that directed Ant-Man. It is a comedy, sci-fi, just super fun thing.
Okay.
Joel McHale is the doctor. But I would also do multiple doctors. And all the doctors are former Saturday Night Live people. Bill Murray's a doctor.
Oh, that's cool.
Dan Aykroyd's a doctor.
That's a great idea.
Fuck, once again, I'm blanking.
Oh shit, and they could even have like pictures of the of the doctors that are dead, but it's basically like, you know, it's the dead cast members. Oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And for that matter, you can make Tina Fey a doctor.
Yeah, Tina Fey can be a doctor. Yep. Jane Curtin is a doctor.
Oh.
Because I love her. She's so goddamn funny.
Yeah, she would be great.
Yeah, she would be a great doctor.
Yeah.
But, like, they would all show up at the end. Jane Curtin, I think I'd give her a little more just because it's like, I recently saw her in an episode of Broad City and I'm like, fuck, she's hysterical. Where has she been? She needs to be doing stuff again.
Yeah, I love that woman.
But Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd are also bigger ones. And then you get a bunch of cameos like, here's Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Here's fucking Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy for like a hot second.
Yeah, that would be
But Joel McHale is like the doctor.
Like the main doctor.
Yeah, he's the main doctor.
What's the plot?
The plot is, I thought about this, my villain is played by, and she's an original villain, character actress Margot Martindale. Because, have you seen her as the villain in that season of Justified? Holy fuck, she's evil. She's the one that keeps giving them the, like, the alcohol, the whatever that poisons them.
Oh, her. She's evil. Mags. Yeah, Mags.
Yeah.
That's season 3.
Yeah.
Oh, she'd be great.
Yeah. She is an original villain.
That's a great idea.
Who's basically, she's trying to rewrite time. Her deal is she's going to rewrite time, and she is basically God. She wants to be God. And she is so evil. Also, she is at the end of the movie. She is credited as character actress Margot Martindale. Which, if you haven't seen BoJack Horseman, she has a recurring part in it.
That's
and
like
she's
her name. Her whole name. They always have to say it.
Like even she's like on the news for like stealing a boat, and it says character actress Margot Martindale steals a boat. And she walks into the room, and is like, "Oh, hi, character actress Margot Martindale." I love her. She is an amazing actress.
No, she is.
She is terrifying in that.
She made that. Yeah, she made that.
She is like the sweet old lady in that couple episodes of Dexter. She is hysterical on BoJack Horseman.
Wait, who was she in Dexter?
She was the secretary in the first like couple seasons. She was Key Lime Pie Lady.
That was her!
Yes.
Holy shit!
Yes. And she is my villain. She is just evil as shit.
Yes, she is. Oh, she'd be perfect for... Yeah. All right.
She's rewriting time.
I see it.
And she's going all over time just destroying shit.
And she wants
and the
to
doctor... Go. Yeah. And the doctor's trying to stop her. And that's, like, why you have the multiple doctors. Because they're going all over time. And he's, like... Every time he's like, oh, I'm here. And it's like, you, come help. So, you know, you have, you know, other companions.
I like it.
And just, like... Maybe newer Saturday Night Live people, just to be fun. For whatever reason, I'm stuck on Saturday Night Live people, like Chris Rock's companion, Adam Sandler's a companion, Will Ferrell's a companion, Sarah Silverman's a companion, you know, all these just random people, but like, the original cast are like actual doctors.
Yeah.
I like it.
But my companions, Bruce Campbell, because I think he, like, if they ever want an American companion, I think Bruce Campbell would be great. Because he's just the embodiment of what England thinks Americans
are.
Yes. Also, he has a gun constantly.
It's like they saw Army of Darkness and he's like, this is what America is.
It's not a gun that is actually also a hand.
He gets a chainsaw hand towards the end of the movie. But no, he's like a cowboy. Okay. He gets picked up as a companion. Like, in the Old West. So he's basically Briscoe County Jr. He's got a gun on his hip.
I like it.
He calls the doctor Doc.
And he gets his hand because of a really serious moment right in the middle of the film where he gets his hand cut off and we think he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and like he gets hooked up.
Campbell's so awesome.
Yeah, he gets hooked up with chainsaw hand by the other companion, who's super scientist Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
Oh, I dig that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. She's from the future and is like an electrical engineer in the future.
Doesn't do anything, does she?
She's like Zoe.
She does voice acting and stuff.
Does she?
Yeah, she was on Star Wars Rebels.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She was on the TV show with Robin Williams
before he died. Yeah. Really? Yeah. But, you know, we'll throw in some Daleks here and there. We can throw in Weeping Angels.
You gotta have Daleks, I feel like, if you're doing a documentary.
Yeah, like, I think that would be the opening.
Yeah.
Like, Daleks are attacking the future, and that's where the Joel McHale Doctor meets Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And she invents like crazy weapons to destroy the Daleks.
How do you stop the chick who wants to be God?
All the doctors. It's basically all the doctors have
it's
to show.
It's the end of the 50th anniversary.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Basically, yeah. It's the end of the 50th anniversary. All the doctors show up.
Okay.
And they give like this huge, wonderful speech, and then she explodes. I don't know. I didn't get that far into, like, plot or anything.
Yeah, some of us didn't write the entire movie out beforehand.
I had a little time on my hands.
Yeah.
I did have a bunch of other ideas as well, but I think that's the reason why.
What were some of your other ideas? What
Specifically, I was going to do, like, a comedy, like a horror. You know, you could do Doctor Who's perfect for genres. You could just do it. Genre busting, you could do all kinds of shit. They've done
episodes where it's like a horror or a comedy.
Right. That's why I was thinking. It was like, yeah, you could do a whole movie doing that. For sure. And really what it would have been is a Hollywood producer seeing one that was like super scary and thinking, oh my God,
oh, it's a horror.
I love Doctor Who. Yeah. And that's the only thing he's seen.
Blink, and that's it. Yeah.
Exactly.
They run off and write about the blinks.
Exactly.
Exactly. Thinking that they understand what the show is. That would actually be a really confusing way, like, because the Doctor is barely in it.
Yeah.
They thought the Doctor was, like, the villain.
Yeah, it's a good point. I've actually wondered,
you know, if you show people that episode as their first episode of Doctor Who, which apparently a lot of people do.
That was what I showed my sister.
But it doesn't have, like, the Doctor in it all, so it's kind of funny. And I wonder if, like, people who start there... if you'd actually wonder, like, is the Doctor actually a good guy or a bad guy? Because if that's all you've seen of it, he seems, until the very end when you realize he has saved them, he seems kind of dark.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good point. I'm actually surprised I didn't think of that. I didn't come up with a movie where the Doctor is actually the villain.
Is that, or they cast, like, a previous Doctor as the villain.
Yeah.
That sounds like something Hollywood would
do. Exactly.
They'd get like Tom Baker to be at the. I thought about Tom Baker.
I almost had Tom Baker, then I thought,
oh, but
no.
He's English.
Yeah, it's like, no. Yeah, you gotta have
pretty people. Like,
you have to have
that was the thing when I was casting the Doctor, like, I kept casting English actors. I'm like, oh, fuck, no, I have to be American.
That's why I did Google, because it was like, I can't think of a thing. And then I started, like, Googling, like, top 10 of this, top 10 of that. And it was like, oh, okay, well, this is exactly how the producers think. This is exactly how they all think. Yeah.
Who's the highest profile person we can get for this amount of money?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. Well, and again, if you got $250 million, you got a quarter of a billion dollars.
Yeah.
You could cast whoever the fuck you want to. That's why your Saturday Night Live thing would work.
Yeah.
Because you've got so much money, it's like, you know, 10 minutes of this, 5 minutes of that.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But I mean, most of them aren't doing much work. I can't imagine, you know, Jane Curtin costs that much money. The expensive ones are going to be like Bill Murray, who never wants to do shit, and you can't actually get him to agree to anything.
It's kind of funny that we both cast wrestlers.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Mine was purposefully bad, and wrestlers are notorious for just being awful.
The heartbreaking thing is I'd go to see, and I'd have to, because it's Doctor Who.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
they
know that.
Oh, yeah. Who's the British actor that everybody loved for the longest time? What is it? What is going on with you?
I don't know.
What is going on with the hair?
I don't know.
What is up with you? She's like, how dare you? Won't you touch me? Look at her.
What?
She was like looking into your eyes, like, ooh, you're mean. You're a mean cat.
Oh, you're a tough girl. You want to fight?
She's like, okay, fuck this. Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts starred
in, like, I want to say at least two movies with him.
Are you talking about Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant. Yeah. Ew. Yeah. No, what was that? What was that?
Oh, it wasn't the Fatal Death.
There you go.
That. What are we talking about now? I have seriously no idea what we're talking about at this point.
Between the classic series and the new series,
yeah.
Stephen Moffat wrote something called Curse of the Fatal Death for, like, Red Nose Day or something.
Yeah. And no, because you said...
Regenerating
into different doctors.
It takes, like, every 5 minutes someone else pops up as the doctor.
And the first female doctor.
Yeah.
Although I forget who it was.
It was Joanne Lumley.
That's right. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you notice how I subtly did the Galaxy of Comics thing? We don't put up our banner anymore, so right. I'm just subtly wearing my t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I mean... I know we could. I was lazy.
It's a good background.
No, it is. Yeah. It really is. Yeah, you can see the cool undergrounds. You got a couple fun pictures.
Yeah.
My stupid cat.
Why is there a post-it on that one?
Because it's not appropriate.
Because there's naughty stuff underneath. Yeah. And kids, you know, I mean, there's toys right here. It's That's like true. The kids are, you know, yeah. So, mommy, I saw a penis.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina. Best quote from a child in a movie ever. Kindergarten Cop. Fuck, that's what I should have done. Schwarzenegger as the villain in the Michael Bay one. Fuck John Cena. Schwarzenegger's
like
the villain
like
in the Michael Bay movie.
I like it.
Unless anyone has any last thing that... We don't really have any news that we've still got a long way. I think October is when the new season comes back.
Yeah, we won't hear anything about Arnold Schwarzenegger being a villain anytime soon. They won't announce that anytime soon.
No, they won't. Ever, hopefully.
I think it'd be interesting.
That's one word for it. Bye.
Bye.
Disused Yeti?